paranormal investigator radio.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Good evening and
welcome.
Welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio. We're kind of discombobulated, but we'll get it together. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's always rough, but I've got topics.
All right, Larry. My name is Steve.
I'm Mike.
I'm Larry.
I'm Dr. Dave.
I'm Nicole.
Wait a minute, who's Nicole? You want to introduce yourself?
I know, you got to introduce yourself.
Holy cow.
Who?
I know.
Not that Nicole, the other Nicole.
Give us a little background about yourself, Nicole.
In 34 words or less.
All right. Well, I am part of RIP.
You can only use three-syllable words. Yep.
I live here in Rome, New York. I've lived here all of my life, and I do enjoy being in the group and on the radio with you guys.
And I'm Peter Leonard. And the phone lines are now open. 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. I know Larry says he has topics, but we'll be out of them by like 8:20, so 1-888-429-5471. Not because Larry's going to be out of it, but we'll just blow through it, and then we'll tell jokes, and the room will smell like fart, and it'll just degenerate.
Nicole.
Not me.
So Nicole's actually been a member of our team for quite a few years now. She just never has been on the radio with us.
She's been here longer than ever.
Yeah. Longer than me, yeah.
I came on about the same time.
Oh,
Rich.
You were already there, right?
Yeah, me and Rich.
It was Rich and you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, James Garner died?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
When did he die? For a year.
Apparently today. Mm.
Just saw that.
Didn't he die a while ago?
I thought so.
As in like a few hours, yes.
No, like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I thought he died last year.
It's James Garner.
But we do have to say a fond farewell to Lieutenant Janice Rand from the original Star Trek series.
Yes.
Who did pass away the other day.
B.B. King.
Yes.
B.B. King.
B.B. King.
When did that happen?
A couple days ago.
A couple days ago. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was a murder. Janice Rand killed him in that.
Was it the butler?
No, I... I just lost my train of thought.
In the pantry?
With the candlestick.
With the candlestick. The only topic that was submitted to us by a fellow paranormal investigatrix.
What?
My favorite kind.
An investigatrix.
We have those?
Wow.
Is the story of a lady who was setting up events in the famous town of...
Falafel.
What does that say?
Oh, well, now we're stopping the whole radio.
I know.
For
Pete,
I was going to say, maybe we
should... Okay, we'll save that for the end.
Just
Larry, you're up.
Oh, my goodness. Why do I got to be up? I was just saying, okay, you go ahead.
Wait, what were you saying about falafel?
Serve your...
What?
About the lady with the...
What the hell is a falafel?
Isn't that what you just said?
It's the topic we're about to talk about.
Larry, what do we got?
Okay, well, hey, Jeffrey Dahmer's house is for sale for $295,000. It's where he murdered his first victim, and it's supposed to be haunted, so...
I bet the fridge smells.
I bet it does.
Or I bet it's well stocked.
So I'm like, yeah.
That's just what you're eating, Larry.
Where is Jeffrey Dahmer's house? Where is it located?
Oh, man.
It's
in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Didn't somebody eat him in jail?
Beat him in
the head. No, they beat him, and then they... They gave him the business end of the
broom
handle.
That's
really.
Whoa!
That's how he died.
I know he got hit in the head. They beat him in the head, and then they gave it.
Beat him and then
skewered him.
Yeah.
When?
Well, like right after he got there. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't long after he got there, and the guards were like, didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Camera malfunction.
Whoa, that happened.
I was not aware of that.
Why did I think Jeffrey Dahmer was still alive and in prison or something?
Charles Manson.
Okay, that,
yeah,
that's
maybe
yeah, Charles Manson.
He was supposed to get married.
Yeah,
and he's not.
Yes. Charles Manson,
not
Jeffrey Dahmer,
yeah.
Two crazy guys. Same
I'm pretty
thing.
Sure Charles Manson said that he doesn't want to, and he would know how to survive outside of prison.
There's no way he'd know how to. He would.
I think he said that himself. That he, because within the last year, one of his women was eligible for parole, and she wanted to get out. Because I think the only one left is Charles Manson. There's two.
She is out, and I believe she moved to Marcy or something
yes.
around here.
Yeah, yeah, that was the big story, yeah.
She lives
really?
Here.
Squeaky Frome.
What the
yeah.
heck?
How
yeah.
about that?
Because Charles Manson and the other
Squeaky
Frome
lives around
don't
us?
Don't want parole anymore
Marcy.
Because they're like, we won't
get
we
out.
Ourselves outside yeah. of prison. Because they've been in prison for what, 4 years?
Well, since the 60s, right, yeah.
Well, late 60s, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, Son of Sam was actually up here in Marcy. We keep talking about Marcy.
It's Bath, Ohio. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's where Dahmer was from?
That's where his house is.
Yeah, that's where the house is presented. It's his childhood house, and it was the one where he murdered his first victim. It's supposed to be haunted, too. But anyways, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I just found out. Okay, go ahead, Peter. I'm sorry.
See, this area is well known for famous psychiatric places, and growing up as a kid, that's something we've always heard about. Don't ever talk about the paranormal, because you'll end up in Mars.
Marcy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandmother worked there.
It was always Marcy. It became like just synonymous with being crazy. You belong in Marcy. Mm.
They didn't even call it the asylum anymore. It's just you're going to Mars.
Marcy, yeah. It was just the...
You mean where they have the drive-in theater?
No.
No.
You'll be driven there, but you're not going to watch a movie.
You might catch a movie there. So.
Grandma didn't work there, which she worked
the state
at,
school.
The other
state
one.
School.
The other one.
That's a different
job.
Yeah.
The asylum for deaf mutes and
oh,
whatever
okay.
they
okay.
called it,
yep.
dummies, which was politically incorrect at the
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became a semi-max prison, and now it's up for sale. I think it's $7 million for the 43 buildings there.
Wow. That's
working on
egg.
It. We're working on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to see if we could get a grant.
Well, I mean, we do have Peter Leonard money.
We're only about $7 million short.
Okay, that wouldn't even pay Nicole back for the two pizzas she brought. So,
all right, Larry,
Jeffrey
what else?
Dahmer.
What else, Larry? Well, last week an article came out in another Ohio, Lima, Ohio, and Lima, Ohio officers have arrested hundreds and hundreds of so-called paranormal investigators for trespassing at the Lima, Ohio tuberculosis clinic.
Mm.
And they keep arresting people, and they keep arresting people, and it's $250. The fine is $250 along with court fees and everything. You end up paying about $600 for trespassing. If you're going to do any kind of investigating, please ask permission. Don't be one of those people that trespass and make all paranormal investigators look bad.
Right.
But wait a minute. They're getting a $250 fine? Who said the paranormal doesn't pay off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's paying off for somebody.
Yeah. Isn't it pronounced Lima?
That's a bean.
You're a bean.
You're a bean.
What?
Dude, what else do we have, Larry?
Oh my God! Okay then. Nicole brought up that sounds were just recorded in our stratosphere, and it was done using infrared sound technology.
Infrasound.
Sorry.
Infrasound.
What is that, Dave? Can you explain that to us?
It is a subharmonic set of frequencies that are said to trigger psychoreactive effects in the brain.
Okay, so what does that mean? Like how
have
like
you ever
binaural stuff or the,
like binaural beats?
Binaural,
yeah.
Binaural,
have you ever
binaural,
heard, yeah? Don't go there. Have you ever heard of the brown note?
Yes.
That would be very similar to infrasound, a certain note that causes a physiological or psychological reaction in the body.
What is a brown note?
The brown note is supposedly the pure tone at which the human body will evacuate all bowels.
Okay.
the government has actually been working on stuff like that.
Yeah.
To affect,
we were just
you know,
talking
you
about
shoot
this.
At the enemies and they all just vomit.
Yeah.
Because for the last 2 weeks, honestly, actually just before we went to Salem, I started listening to, how do you pronounce it, binaural?
Binaural.
Binaural beats every night before I go to bed. And one night I experimented with the 972 megahertz, I think it was. And I play it just before I go to sleep. I do sleep good. I have the weirdest of weird dreams. But that one particular time, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. I peed like four times that night. So you mean it was the it megahertz evacuating my...
Well, it could be close.
Or
the brown
or the
note.
Diabetes.
I'm gonna lose
as soon as you hit that brown note, you completely lose control. So I don't know. Do you do that every night?
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't listen to binaural beats every night. You should only listen to them very, very periodically.
Like
I switch them off.
Huh?
I switch them off.
Like taking drugs.
Now,
has anybody else evacuated yourself using the brown note? It's 1-888-429-5471. Please feel free to share your crap with us.
Now, this was 22 miles up, okay? Is there any reason that certain, could I say, sound wave would be that high?
Yes, you could point a parabolic microphone at different parts of the sky, at different parts of the night, and you'll hear a ridiculous assortment of what sounds like humpback whales or screeching, whining sounds. It's the electromagnetic interference bouncing off of the atmosphere and coming
like
back down.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So through all that traveling, it kind of morphs it into something.
Yeah, and this particular topic has been on the Discovery Channel. It's been on sci-fi, like Fact or Faked, or, you know, some of those shows.
It's kind of like the random noise you pick up from space.
Well, space is deemed way beyond our atmosphere. Anything outside
of
our
atmosphere. Right, but it's along the same line. There's just ambient.
Oh. Yeah,
background.
Like
it's not aliens, it's not...
Yeah, the radio telescopes will pick
it's
up...
It's not an ancient Nazi war machine, it's pretty much just ambient.
Sounds coming from
background
the universe,
noise.
Right, yeah.
Just interject with Mike, Iron Sky 2 is in production.
The director's cut is on Netflix.
Is it real?
Iron Sky, the director's cut.
With a commentary?
That I don't know, I haven't watched it, but...
You've never seen Iron Sky? Hilarious. There's just something about zeppelins from outer space invading the Earth.
Dun, 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 40s.
That's great.
The brown note, for anybody who's curious, is supposed to be somewhere between 5 and 9 hertz. Just in case anybody...
How many megahertz would that be?
Megahertz
would
it
be
is 970? More than hertz.
Would it be 970?
Megahertz?
So I got to be careful. 5 and 9. I got to make sure not to listen to that because I could poop the bed. That's what you're talking about.
You're gonna wake up to candy one day, going, "What the hell?"
With real candy.
And bed. You're gonna
hit that.
Who left that melted Hershey bar?
No.
No.
1-888-429.
That doesn't compare to megahertz.
This is way down. Covered.
What could make that brown note? What could make that noise?
It's a very low, low, low sound.
That's even, but we can't hear that.
No, that's way below.
So there's nothing.
We hear what, at 14 and above?
20 is average.
What was I just talking about with that low C?
Black holes. Did they just pick up sound from the inside of a black hole? I think I just read this somewhere.
We were just talking about
they
this.
They picked up sound from inside a black hole.
Yes, because the TARDIS went.
But it's so low that, like, and noise from a black hole.
Well, Hawking radiation is emitted from a black hole. So stuff does come out of a black hole. I guess if you're listening for it, probably.
Hawking radiation? I learned so much from these guys. How can you not listen to this show and not learn Hawking radiation?
Which, I've
heard of
bring
Hawking,
up on the show, but
not...
I have a question me and Larry and Nicole were discussing earlier about black holes.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to just pick your brain right now.
I love them.
Because you wouldn't even know the answer.
I love them.
We're on the radio. I forget.
You're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio.
Phone lines are open.
429-547.
That definitely would take your pants off.
Thank God you realized we were on the radio.
I got caught up and I thought we were just talking.
That's a radio show.
So did anybody see this week's episode of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I've never seen that show.
Are you what?
I know.
Sons of the Sparrows was this week's episode.
I gave up after I read the last book.
There's a book?
Oh my god.
I know.
Leave.
Yeah, there's a
she brings us pizza. She goes nowhere.
Well, you know, I hate Star Wars. You can get out of here, too.
Such hate. Such anger.
Where would you be without James Tiberius Kirk?
Yeah.
There would be so many...
where were you going?
Illegitimate children throughout the universe. The green and spotted.
I stand by my
They team. All talk like this.
When the Enterprise blows that Death Star bitch ass out of the air.
Everywhere they turn.
What is it, David? Ad Astra Asperis?
Ad Astra Perispera.
In your face!
I know you guys.
But yeah.
It's all you, Larry. I'm done talking.
You see if I can find anything on this black noise. Or I could have. There's a very good possibility I could have made that up.
We were talking about something because I said it was a low C.
Yes.
And I can't remember what that was.
Because what I read was like 57 bars below, right?
Something like that. I can't remember, Mike. I don't remember. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Was it Mardi Gras, 57 bars below the sea level? They are looking at me like I just hit the brown note and it went all over the wall behind me.
That took a level. That took a level.
Well, while Mike figures that out.
Next topic.
Did you know that new alien. This was brought to my attention by Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
Well, thanks, Nicole.
Anytime.
New alien autopsy photos have been released, I guess, from the...
Today is the day.
Okay, so this is kind of a big deal. This is the same... This is coming from the same group of photos from that classic alien autopsy.
Roswell.
Yeah, so who knows, real or not? What's your opinion? Call in. Phone lines are open.
1-888-429-5471. I'm sorry.
Oh, holy moly. Please call. We could use your phone call right about now.
I'm telling you, pizza with onions, peppers, and hot peppers.
That was amazing. That was delicious.
That's good. It's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that's all the news there is on that. It's just new alien autopsy photos released. You would think that there would be more on it, but that's all they talk about. They just talk about the history of the old ones when they were.
What do you think of the old ones, Larry?
What's there to think about them? I mean, you can't determine if it's real or fake. You can't sit there and say it's real, and you can't sit there and say it's fake. You got to see it. What if you time travel and you go back and then you end up being in that room and come to find out it's all fake and he's all jelly beans inside or something? Just
like a pinata?
It's just a big pinata.
Or you find out that there really are jelly beans inside aliens.
Or there are jelly beans.
Like, how pretty much a smirk face.
Boy, do I know.
Now, didn't, years ago, I think a special effects director was given that film, and he analyzed it and said that there's no way that that was faked because of the style of filming was from the 40s, and I guess they went frame by frame and traced everything in that room back to a certain date in the 40s and before, and nothing in that room, including like the wall clock, the surgical instruments, nothing post-dated that 40s period.
Well, who's to say, okay... It couldn't have been faked because it was from the 40s. Who's to say they didn't fake it in the 50s? They had this all planned out. You know, blame something else. Blame, put the nation's eye on something different. Do that. Oh, aliens. Ooh. They could have faked it. They could have, you know what? They could have made it look so real because I remember parts of it where they were dissecting the eye and they were like taking layers off of it and...
Cornea.
I mean, it looks... You can make something look like that. A little KY jelly, I'm dead serious.
Where are we going with this?
Well, did you know that in Little Shop of Horrors, if you look at Audrey 2's mouth, how it's always salivating, that's KY jelly. They are in the Guinness Book of World Records for the usage of the most KY jelly ever in a motion picture because they had to keep lubricating Audrey 2's mouth. to make it look like it's salivating all the time.
There's a joke there. I just
I
since we're on the radio, I gotta go. I can't do that. I was gonna say.
Well, I'm just saying, you can make something look squishy. You can make it look gross. You can make it look like the insides of something you've never seen before.
Absolutely.
How do we know what the inside of an alien looks like? You don't. You just make it up as you go along.
Who had the KY jelly? Is that the snapper?
Oh,
well,
no,
you're a little bit right on that. Now, let's define snapper.
That flower thing, the Venus
Audrey,
track.
Audrey,
is that her name?
Only the very old.
I thought his name was Seymour.
No, Seymour was the guy who... Seymour was Rick Moranis.
I am your dentist.
That's all I know. Poor. All my life I've always been poor. I keep asking God what I'm for. And he tells me, gee, I'm not sure. Sweep that floor, kid.
Oh, I know. I am your dentist.
Oh, winter's coming.
Did you see Winter's coming?
Winter's coming. If you were Game of Thrones, you would have understood that. Winter is coming.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Religiously.
Did you see it on the Seth Meyers making fun of it? They had Jon Snow on there. If you can Google that, that was hilarious.
All right, I will.
It
was on
the
last
week. In the new one.
Okay, anyway.
Can't talk.
So Aubrey, Audrey? Aubrey.
So I live.
I am your dad.
Downtown. That's your home address. You live downtown.
Now,
yes,
what's that other movie?
Audrey
I've never seen
Audrey
it.
Was an alien.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, I've never seen.
Meatloaf again.
This is degenerating rapidly, so 1-888.
Rocky Horror Picture Show would probably qualify for a paranormal now.
Yeah, probably, but I don't know.
1-888.
Sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Another galaxy.
Speaking of paranormal topics, Larry, what else we got?
Well, this is kind of sort of in our backyard, but Mike and I were talking before we started the show about Thompson Park in
Watertown, New York.
And apparently there's a vortex that people experience time slips and just a lot of discombobulation.
Yeah. From what I've read, the accounts are you enter it and vanish only to reappear later.
That's pretty sweet. But there have been people.
There's stories that say some people haven't even come back.
Which, I don't know. But I'm down for a road trip, sir.
Well, looking up recent stuff on Thompson Park, actually as recent as...
Bigfoot sightings.
2 months ago, they reported Bigfoot sightings there. It's and actually just some other interesting, I guess trivia is what it is, that the code name during the heyday of Roswell as like the alien, or during the heyday of aliens during the 50s and stuff, the code name the government used for Area 51 was Watertown.
Really?
And the head of the CIA at the time, Alan Dulles, is a Watertown native.
Really?
That's the exact same expression Larry just had when
that's
I told him.
I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So is John McHugh, the current Secretary of the Army.
He's from Watertown too?
Really?
Now, in places where there's a lot of Bigfoot sightings, are there correlations between a lot of Bigfoot sightings and any environmental changes like EMF fields and temperature changes and things like that?
It is the North Country. I mean, Bigfoot is...
Well, one of the articles I read up, a guy did explain it as it's not anything metaphysical. It's just the terrain with like copper and quartz crystal, and that's what generates all the weird, because they say that it actually has weird electromagnetic properties, such as in certain parts of the park, you'll get, you know, your compass won't point direct north, random spots in the woods will trigger like EMF detectors, your phone will go crazy. So, got a lot of stuff that sounds like classic. Well, EMF problems as well as paranormal. But
see, I got thinking about Bigfoot because we were talking before about Bigfoot, were we talking about something, there's higher levels of something? And
well, UFO sightings and Bigfoot sightings, there's a correlation.
Correlation. Uh-huh. So
not like everywhere, right? But just, particularly here in the Northeast, it seems the more you see one of one, it's also an increase of the other. So you'll get mass UFO sightings accompanied by Bigfoot sightings.
What if Sasquatch doesn't live in one area, but a bunch of areas at once that have these time slips?
And he just
he doesn't know he's doing it. He's just going from one to the other. Go through the woods a little bit, you're here. Go through the woods a little bit, you're there.
He doesn't know how he's going from place to place.
It's funny you mention that because I'm reading some updates on the web here. And in the last month, Bigfoot has been spotted in both Yellowstone as well as Britain.
Britain?
Yeah, I'm looking for more. But
that's fantastic.
The Britons.
What if there's no one area that Bigfoot lives in? What if these areas where he's been sighted just so happen to have a time slip? Or not even a time slip, just like a wormhole, I guess, or something that would just transport you from here to there, here to there, here to there. And what if there's only one Bigfoot doing all of this?
That's possible. It would also stand originally, like you said, that maybe he doesn't know, or maybe he does. Maybe, like we were talking about earlier, the fish with the lamp.
Yeah.
Maybe Bigfoot has a certain electromagnetic sense. Like there's what?
Like Magneto.
Fish. And I think birds do, right? Birds have a...
Pigeons have...
Maybe Bigfoot has something like that. So he doesn't know what's the time loop, but he senses the accumulation of electromagnetic energy and just...
Yeah, maybe. Man, that makes you think. If that doesn't make you think, give us a call. Tell us why it doesn't make you think.
1-888-429-5471. So I'm trying to actively find a map here of New York State ley lines.
Ooh, beautiful.
That's something we don't ever talk about. We should get Kathy on here sometime.
Yes.
Aunt Kathy. She's done a lot.
She has?
For those of us that don't know, Peter, what are ley lines?
I don't know. Google is frozen right now.
Leland's
they're like lines in the sky.
No, they're on the ground, an underground. They're the natural flow, I guess. Would be the natural flow of electromagnetic energy.
Mike has a story about that involving priests.
Oh yeah, Mike, go ahead, tell that story. That's a great story.
when I was a student in college, I took an archaeology course. But my instructor was on very good terms with the local Native American tribes in the area. So towards the end of the semester, we took a weekend and went and stayed with the Mohawks on Akwesasne. It's up on the St. Lawrence River near Malone. And they, you got their Native American food. Like I get to eat like buffalo and moose and they show you crafts, and you sit around bonfires. And one of the guys there was a shaman. And we were talking about, he was talking about, because like ley line stuff is something I've been interested in for a long time. So as he was talking about, places of power and places that were sacred to people and everything, we got talking about like ley lines and lines of energy. And where we had the fire, it was like I talk with my hands, so like you guys can see me gesticulating. But anyway, I digress. It was like they had like four or five cabins, and there was a place. But like right there, like down the riverways, there was like a promontory going out into the river, and there was a Catholic church built there when they pretty much went in and told the Indians they were going to be Catholic. The shaman said right off this point, he said right in the river there's a nexus point, which is where several ley lines intersect in their places of power. And he said his people used to do, they used to use that energy to help the tribe, stuff like that. And he said that the priests built their church on that spot for that particular reason, and it wasn't to disrupt the natives' access to it. But he said on certain days, kind of like Stonehenge is allegedly built on a nexus point. So during
so are pyramids,
South America.
So
during all your big days, your equinoxes and solstices, they're
a lot.
increased energy, allegedly, flowing through them. And he said during these points of increased energy, he said the Catholic priest would actually be out on the bank of the river, like, praying and stuff. And according to this guy, they were out there siphoning this energy.
Hmm.
I don't know what they did with it. I don't, and he didn't know either. But he said they were, effectively, he said the priests were stealing his people's energy.
Oh, boy.
And using it for whatever the Catholics would have used it for. But his people couldn't have access to it anymore because the church pretty much took over their holy spot.
That's weird.
So looking at a map here, there is a ley line that goes through Oswego, which would be near Watertown, which connects to Mount Marcy, which drops a line straight south. And then there's a one that runs through Syracuse East, which might, I mean, the map is hard to interpret, which would probably be our area, roughly, which goes into Massachusetts. And
ley lines are also a thing dowsers can pick up, in addition to water and stuff. Dowsers can also follow ley lines.
So we are in an active grid. New York is actually pretty well...
Well, think about it. Like,
gridificated
here. A lot of times, too, like, ley lines will follow... Or, not a ley line, but ley lines run like water. We always talk about how water is so potent to the paranormal. And, like around here, I don't know if we talked... I think it was a previous show. We talked about all the running water around here between...
Yeah, that's right.
The Mohawk River, Wood Creek, Fish Creek... We're almost in a nexus point here, just
we have
based
a
on
what, and we were talking about what about the man-made ones?
Flowing water, and then you put in the Barge Canal, the Erie Canal.
Yeah,
I might even be the same.
Here's an interesting one: murders that have happened along ley lines forming a pentagram.
Wow!
Is that New York State?
Oh, really? No, that's the country.
That's the country.
Oh, wow!
They always form a pentagram.
But you know what? A pentagram is kind of misleading because unless the peak of the the star faces downward, it's not a negative
it's
pentagram.
It's a Christian symbol.
The upward
it's a
point
star
of one,
David, right?
Well,
no, the star of David is six points.
Yeah,
is it?
The upward
that,
point
that
of one.
That represents the five wounds Jesus suffered when he was hanging on the cross. The two points on the side are
okay.
His hands, the bottom ones are his feet, and the ones...
Oh.
That's what I was always told.
And then when it's upside down, it's
that's
the same thing as the cross. Upside down, I guess. It's
yeah,
not
that's why the same. That's why the same is invert. I heard a pentagram originally represented the five wounds of Jesus.
There's a lot. Every religion has a different interpretation of what.
Like the swastika.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So if anybody out there has any knowledge on ley lines, we are very interested
that's
in this. 1-888-429-547.
I was going to say that there's been a lot of sightings of UFOs along avenues of ley lines, and you often get these reports that there's so many sightings out in the Midwest, and there's a lot of sightings and overseas in certain areas, and then people will write back these replies that says the ley lines, look at the ley lines, and they show maps of the ley lines, and sure enough, it's like a pathway for these UFOs.
And some
it's got to do with their.
Their beaks.
Their engines.
What if, I mean, who's to say? I mean, are they going to these ley lines because of this energy for a reason? Are they, is it a fuel?
Maybe a fault.
Can they use it as a navigation?
Maybe it's extraterrestrial.
Because in theory, right, if it's electromagnetic energy, it'll run through space,
yeah.
Right? So who's to say they're not following?
Yeah.
That's what they say, the Nazca lines.
What if the ley lines don't just end on Earth? What if these ley lines, it goes out further, connecting different planets, different universes?
All right, now that brings up a topic that I stumbled across a few minutes ago, and I meant to bring this up many shows back when we were talking about UFOs. But Fermi's Paradox, it had an anniversary recently. Fermi's Paradox basically says... With so many hundreds of millions of galaxies and all of that out there, where is everyone?
I saw a story, I forget who it was, but it was just somebody telling a story about this, and someone said, how could there be life out there? We haven't found anything. Said, we got to figure out how big the universe is. I mean, what we can see is a grain of sand
right.
On a beach, in the biggest beach you could ever think of.
But yet, we... produce more cosmic radiation waste than, you know, imaginable for just a human civilization. There's so much stuff that's going out into space.
waste.
You would think
though,
it would just be a beacon.
What if the waste that we give off is not as like the people in other planets or whatever, the aliens, maybe they're so advanced they don't give off any waste. They don't give off anything that we can
or maybe
find.
They're not advanced, and that's what
or
this whole Fermi's paradox believes, that
aliens are going to be
given the continuum of time between universes and light years between planets. It's conceivable that we're at one technological stage and our nearest neighbor is either so far ahead or so far behind us that they'll never intersect. Or the other side of that is there's so many that are so highly advanced that they're out everywhere, but for some reason are missing
us. I mean,
us.
And then again, you've got the, it's just a, life on this planet is just a blink.
Yeah.
It's a blink, and who's to say that it could have been matched up with another planet that has life on it? Then again, it might not.
Yeah.
Or,
so
but it's completely possible.
Are you mentioning the Prime Directive?
I was
Star
just
Trek?
Yeah. We are not
Star Wars
yet
Wars.
That
yeah.
technologically advanced that the nearest alien civilization feels that it would be detrimental for us if contact were made. But there's so many UFO sightings. Why haven't we actually been able to prove one, or why hasn't contact yet been made, unless something like the Prime Directive was actually in effect?
Or if you go with the, intelligent design theory, aliens created us.
Yeah.
What if aliens created us, and the theory is they keep coming back and like, check on us? What if our planet falls into like some sort of hands-off?
Listen, if this is somebody's idea of plan well executed, then somebody's got to be.
No,
bad
I agree
with
that.
Oh,
trust me, I'm sure when aliens first create us, they're like.
That's why
they're like, okay, we're going to create these people, we're going to give them free will, and then obsess them with the Kardashians. and see where it goes!
We're going to give them two arms.
We're
going to be nuts.
We're going to give them Jack Daniels and the Kardashians and see where it takes them.
Every time a new UFO comes, they look at us and they're like, nope, done.
More Jack Daniels, more Jack Daniels.
Oh, they
maybe
keep spiraling downward every time we
visit. But anyway, like if they, or the Greys like stake turf to us. You know what I mean? So other aliens come by and they're like, wow, that planet's got Elvis. And the Greys are like,
yeah.
maybe
they're like, Earth's going to prom with us.
We are so far behind. And we're so savage, I guess, that they don't want anything to do with us. We're like a disease, you know. They don't want us to infect them. Their way of thinking.
Yeah. Are you saying pygmies and the rainforest ate them?
I think they were on their way here. They accidentally intercepted an episode of Jerry Springer and are like, nope.
Going back to the Fermi's paradox, one of the conclusions of it is that given all that we know and can imagine about what a high-tech civilization would probably be like, we're at such a nascent state of development that we pose no benefit or threat either way. So we're just not at that point where contact is worthwhile. We are a civilization that is recently technological, is what it states, which means within the last 50 years, that's when the majority of the great advances in science have thus far been
like
made.
When ants started driving cars, who cares?
Right.
It's like they're still freaking ants.
So maybe a million years.
Well, they can build guns.
They're still driving on fossil fuels.
Right.
They're still using fossil fuels.
Have you ever seen the movie Real Men with John Ritter?
No.
I want to say I've seen it a million years ago.
Yes, because that was about aliens. And the guy who played the principal in the principal movie, one of the Belushis, he was working for the CIA, and John Ritter was like this average house guy, and they had to save the Earth with the aliens, and they gave him a choice, clean drinking water or the big package. Now, the CIA wanted the big package, but John Ritter ended up getting the clean water. So it just shows as a species we can be trained. And if you don't like clowns, that's a movie to watch because you'll have a new hatred for clowns.
Killer clowns from outer
space. Speaking of that, that poltergeist thing just
we're going
scares
to see
me.
As a team, we have to commit to going to see that.
What is it?
Poltergeist, the new one.
The new one.
The new one.
When's it coming out?
Soon, yeah. Like June, I think.
This house is.
She's not in it.
Caroline. How could you cast somebody to take her place? You know what I mean? You couldn't. Caroline. That's why you got to go totally different. You can't.
Come into the light, Caroline.
If you'd like to come into the light, you could call 1-888-429-5471.
It happened many times.
That's really good, though.
Family Guy, right?
Oh, I don't know. I was saying something in her voice.
No.
I think there was, yeah. July 24th.
July 24th?
Oh, July 24th.
Are we going to the midnight release?
I told Haley that I was bringing Haley. I told her she was coming with us. She's like, nope. But she watched Annabelle this past weekend.
What did she?
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
I haven't seen it either. She saw it at a sleepover, so.
I'm still recovering from The Conjuring. It was pretty
the
scary.
Conjuring.
Yeah, it was an interesting one.
I haven't been scared by a movie in a long time. I haven't seen anything that's scared. I want to get scared.
Thank you, yeah.
But I don't want to get messed up scared. I don't want to see something that's going to make me worry about being murdered. I want to see something seriously. I don't mean like I'm going to watch The Hills Have Eyes and then I'm going to get up in the middle of like five times and check my door. I mean like something that's going to like a ghost scary or a monster scary movie. That's what I want to see. And I haven't seen anything. Unless I'm wrong. If I said I've seen something that was good recently,
there hasn't been. I was scared of the Blair Witch Project, but that was 20 years ago.
I was scared of that too until I realized I saw them on the MTV Video Music Awards.
I was scared.
That was my growing up. I was just going out in the woods and looking for weird, creepy places.
I thought that was real.
I was scared of that movie too, and then I started having sex with women, and then I was like,
jeez. Some of us aren't that lucky, Larry.
What were you doing before then?
I wasn't.
What were you having sex with before?
I wasn't. When did that come out? Am I saying that I?
Wait a minute. Don't use the word come out.
Yeah, but when did Blair Witch Project come out?
I want to come out. Doesn't
work. Yeah.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
What about that new movie, Unfriended? Anybody have seen
Haven't
that?
Haven't seen it.
Kind of looks creepy.
On the radio, I listened to a review on the radio of it, and the guy said it was pretty good. He said it's effectively The Ring for the social media generation.
Mm. They're making Beetlejuice 2.
This is the preview for the
How is that even possible?
Did you know that the first Beetlejuice 2 that they were talking about was supposed to be called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian? I swear. I swear.
Dear Lord. Yeah, it wasn't with Vern.
So basically.
Ernest?
Yeah!
So next year they're going to ruin two of my childhood paranormal movies, Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice.
Well, here's the thing with Ghostbusters is this, the girl one, this isn't going to be it.
They're making another one.
There's a totally different reboot that's going to be more like...
Yeah, they want to do...
They were...
Channing Tatum, and it's going to be a...
No Channing Tatum. If there's casting directors out there, you need to get in touch with Rip right away. We'll do this the right way.
Channing Tatum.
You put Channing Tatum to shame, and I'm not being like weird. You could definitely get more play off.
Well,
of
gosh, no.
Yes,
like
you
can. Edward.
You seem like Edward, right? And you seem Channing Tatum.
Well, I only have one eye, and the other one's bleeding. But
not
I mean,
only is Channing Tatum a good-looking guy, but he's funny too. That's no fair.
Oh yeah, he's totally.
That's no fair. Why
he's
is he
got
funny?
Abs for days.
I don't
and
see
he could dance.
Why is he funny and he's good looking
he's funny.
And all of this stuff? And all I got is funny. Look at me. I'm built like a scarecrow. See? Who says I'm funny? I'm probably not even funny. I'm built like a scarecrow. My face is really angular, like a rodent. Like it's like very. It's made of square. Like
it's
triangle.
A ferret. It's like a ferret.
It's a ferret.
Yeah.
It's like my chin and my nose.
You have stupid hair.
I have stupid hair. My forehead's gigantic. I got a widow's peak like crazy, you know?
That's just what you want to suck your blood.
It's like a woman's waiting for someone to come back from the war sitting up here.
Oh, no.
That's what a widow's peak is, right? I'm not wrong.
I have no idea. That's a widow's
watch. Widow's watch. The widow's watch.
Oh, boy. So, Larry, what other topics are you having?
I don't see it with Channing Tatum, I'm just saying.
By the way, ladies, Larry is single.
1-888-429-5471.
Thank you,
Phoebe. Ask for Larry.
Ask for Larry.
He He was Edward Cullen's stand-in on Twilight.
Oh, goodness. So, I wanted to talk about something quick. I wanted to. Did I run this whole show? Holy crap, what the heck? There was a paranormal event planner down in Arizona that scheduled a bunch of investigations and certain just fun things like we did at the Rucker Mansions and stuff like that for the whole weekend. It was supposed to go from Thursday to Sunday. And she, well, Peter, did you want to tell it? Go ahead, because you started telling it earlier.
No, you actually have more details than I do.
Okay, well, she ended up scheduling all of these things a year in advance, and then out of nowhere, within a day, like a day before all this stuff was supposed to happen, canceled it. And she's got the money. She's got the money from all these people and all of that. Please, 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 when you're scheduling your events, don't be afraid, or having an investigation done, do your research. Call up these people, ask them, ask for credentials, ask for
references.
Mm-hmm. Ask for anything.
Good rule of thumb, if the person doing your event's office is at a Holiday Inn, do not do work with them.
Yeah.
Or in a shady area.
Or a shady building.
Which we are not in.
Do you have the name of the lady?
You don't want to be in a shady area. Like, our office is a fantastic office. I love it. And it's not in a horrible area.
Starting
so
May.
So we have, and also, just to show you this, we have some events coming up. And one of them is coming from our office. It's our lamplight tours. Peter, you go, buddy.
Starting May, whatever, at the end of the month.
May 29th.
May 29th. Friday evenings from May through August, we'll be doing a eerie lamplight tour of the city of Rome, New York. Eerie, of course, being a play on the famous Erie Canal. Then every Saturday, the first two Saturdays actually of each month, from noon to 2, we'll be doing a strictly historical walk through historic Rome, New York. Family oriented. And we've just signed Admiral Halifax Warburton as one of the introductory speakers for the crowd.
Ah, Rome, history lives again.
As he enlightens you about the colonial period.
You gotta say
also known as the best time in American history.
You gotta say, like Orson Welles.
Look at your country now. Great job overthrowing the King of England. Glad to see you replace him with your president.
Now you gotta say all of that like Orson Welles.
The wrong lamplight.
History! Come alive!
We gotta get that couch in here by then, Dave.
Yeah.
May 29th.
It's 100 degrees in here.
From a shady corner in Rome, New York.
It's going
to
be very
hot this summer. I have to disagree. It is not a shady corner of Rome, New York, Mike.
We cut the trees down years
ago. Yeah. It is a sunny corner.
It's actually a very nice building. It's DePaulo's. We our home base is here.
I did get confirmation from Bill that he will have the bar open.
Hey.
Oh,
so maybe that gentleman that stopped by this evening will come on in and
for libations.
I believe he said he's going to do like an appetizer menu too and hamburgers, and he just hired a chef from Wolfgang.
We met him.
Was he here?
He was here.
He's here.
Did he cook you not?
No, he was painting. He fist pumped us, though.
Who was painting? The chef from Wolfgang Puck?
Yeah.
Seriously?
That was the chef?
Yeah.
Now I feel bad for what I did in the bathroom when he was in there putting the tape on.
Is he nice?
Why would he pay? Yeah, that's really sketchy.
Traditionally, Michelangelo.
That was him, right? That
chef.
How do you know Michelangelo couldn't cook a mean? Pasta risotto.
Chefs are multi-talented. I mean, I've seen Under Siege, and let me tell you,
That's a cook, not a chef.
I'm sorry, a cook. He's a cook. The chef, was Asian.
I'm excited about the Lamplight tours. I think that's going to be awesome.
I'm very excited too.
Able to go on the tour, come back, bar open, some appetizers for everybody. That's going to be exciting.
You got me worried now about eating if he was painting the bathroom. I mean.
Yeah, well.
Come on, we're all old enough. We've all eaten lead paint when we were kids, and we're all fine.
Well.
That's why I'm diabetic. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the size of 3 people.
But that's exciting. A Wolfgang Puck show in New York.
The legend it's like one of those things you feed the pigeons to make them blow up.
Rice?
No.
Alka-Seltzer.
Rice does make them blow up, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't want your animals.
I think they would poop it out before it would actually explode their stomach valve.
Rice?
Because, yeah, it takes so... You gotta think. Rice, how long does it take?
All I know is you're not supposed to throw rice in a wedding anymore because of birds.
Well, regular rice, how long does it take? Regular rice, not minute rice, regular rice to be done. That takes like 20 minutes,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
You gotta figure... The inside of a pigeon's stomach is going to be a lot cooler than that boiling pan of water. So
it's not
going to take
it off. It's just going to be a solid chunk.
It's going to be a solid chunk, and they're going to poop it out before it even expands.
Unless they eat enough of it.
20 minutes? Are we to assume that boiling water soaks into a rice faster in your kitchen than anywhere else in the world?
It takes 40 minutes to cook rice. Does it take about 40 minutes?
Minute rice?
That's very bad for you.
I use a microwave rice.
You shut it. I like my pasta.
I say half a pepperoni.
I use the parboiled rice.
I don't think minute rice.
I gotta eat the parboiled rice. That minute rice. I call it minute flakes. It's really not rice.
I'm just
gonna go out on a limb there. Now watch. That's what'll do it.
So Dave, why is minute rice bad for you?
It was the minute rice.
No.
Is it really bad for you?
It's probably
some
nasty stuff.
It's ramen noodles.
Right?
Which isn't really good for you either.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because
yeah.
Ramen noodles are horrible for you.
Well,
white
rice in general isn't good for you either, right?
Right.
Because it's bleached.
But do you know that ramen noodles are in the Russian meals that they give to the troops? That's part of the meal ready to eat kit is
Russian
ramen
crazy.
Noodles.
MREs?
They also wrestle with polar bears.
It's in one of them catalogs.
Really?
I saw a bear get hit by a car on this video from Russia.
Larry, we're still on the radio.
I thought you were going to say down the street.
That's funny.
And this bear is like, it's like bear in certain parts of Russia are just as common as deer around here. They just walk in the middle of the road. It's a bear. And then someone was getting mad on the comments. This is in my stand-up act too, but this is true. The comments below this video were like people were saying, poor bear. Poor bear. Why didn't you get out and help the bear? It's a bear. The guy hit the bear.
Why didn't you get out and help the bear?
The bear went flying and hit the ground and shook it off and walked into the woods and people were saying, poor bear. That bear's probably pissed now. And you're not going to get out and help a bear. Why would you? Are you crazy?
How do you help the bear?
How do you help the bear first off? Come here. I'm so sorry.
Console
it. But the guy hit the bear.
I got a little picnic basket.
The guy hit the bear, said something in Russian. And then they just left. They like, this is so common. It's like, oops, let's go.
What did the car look like after?
It was a Russian car. I don't know. It was just the inside.
The same as the one before. It's a Russian car.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was an inside like a dash
cam. See, if that happened in the United States, it would have been safe to get out and help the bear because they're trying to take away the right to bear arms.
Oh. She is here all night, folks. 7 o'clock show is totally different from the 8.
To my waitresses, try this video.
We thank everybody for calling in tonight. So as we close out our fun-filled evening, we got a plethora of stuff coming up. In addition to the Lamplight tours, June 18th, we have a cup of paranormal with Rome Investigators of the Paranormal at the Shops at the finish line, 7 p.m. You can see the poster online. David and Rich are supposed to set up some type of lecture at Jervis Library, but they can't come up with a date. That'll be July.
I said any date's good.
What else we got? We got something coming up. August 15th, we have John Zappas, who I nearly killed in Salem, headlining at the Shops at the Finish Line. Those tickets will be going on sale very shortly. We have the Rucker Mansions coming up on September 26th. Jervis Library, which Rich calls Jarvis, will be coming up on October 22nd. We're also working here with DePaulo's to have a cup-to-cup with Rip, with everyone else, and it'll be a dinner and coffee, and you can talk any paranormal topic you wish. We have other stuff in the works, and I just haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I'll start getting some dates set. It's going to be a fun-filled slide down to the end of the Halloween season.
Yay! That looks fun.
We're going to be busy.
Busy stuff.
We don't even have time for that investigating crap, so if you've got problems, don't call us.
No! That's not the case. Call us.
That was sad.
Please call us.
We got a couple on the slate now. Good. So, yep.
Well, that's right. We got some good stuff. David, Nicole's got a couple in the works. David mm-hmm. had one in the works. Larry's going to get us someplace in New York City.
Hopefully.
Mike is just going to keep being Mike. We love you.
Yeah.
Steve's got our back with the high-powered shotgun.
We're going to Watertown.
We're going to Watertown.
We're going to Thompson Park.
We're going to get to the bottom of Thompson Park.
Yeah.
Rip on the road.
You already went to Watertown.
I did. Oh, no! It's true!
And on that note, that concludes... What show is this?
Paranormal Investigator Radio.
Thank you for listening to Keeping Up the Kardashians.
And in case you've never noticed... Paranormal Investigator Radio is RIP spelled backwards, P-I-R-R-I-P. We did that on purpose. Is that what they call a palindrome?
Did we? I didn't realize we did.
I just realized that until you said that.
I didn't realize that.
No, because a palindrome would be the same word.
Palindrome is the same forwards as it's backwards.
Like radar.
I'm Peter Leonard.
I'm Steve Roscoe.
I'm Halifax Woman.
Then what's a banana?
And I'm Dave DeProspero.
And I'm Nicole Jeffrey.
It's a thing the Chiquita girl lives in.
Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a good night.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.